Hello and welcome to this month's recipe section. As Easter is approaching, we have a recipe for simnel cake, and I use the one Mary Berry has published online. There's a great backstory to the origins of this cake tradition, including the fact that the name simnel probably comes from the Latin for fine wheat flour. If you're curious about the story, go to the website www.foodsofengland, and that's all one word, .co.uk. And the ingredients are 175 grams or 6 ounces of soft butter or margarine, plus extra for greasing. 175 grams or 6 ounces of light muscovado sugar. 3 eggs. 175 grams or 6 ounces of self-raising flour. 175 grams or 6 ounces of sultanas. 90 grams or 3 ounces of currants. 90 grams or 3 ounces of glacé cherries, quartered, rinsed and dried. And 30 grams or 1 ounce of candied peel, roughly chopped. The grated zest of a large lemon. A teaspoonful of ground mixed spice. And for decorating the cake you will need 500 grams or 17.5 ounces of almond paste, 2 tablespoonfuls of apricot jam and 1 egg white. And to cook it, you'll need a deep 18 centimetre, that's 7 inches, round, loose-bottomed cake tin. And the method is, roll out 1/3 of the almond paste and use the base of the cake tin as a guide, cut out an 18 centimetre round. Grease the cake tin and line the bottom and sides with greaseproof paper. Combine all the cake ingredients in a bowl and beat well until thoroughly blended. Spoon half of the cake mixture into the prepared tin and smooth the surface. Top with the round of almond paste and spoon the remaining cake mixture on top and level the surface. Bake in a preheated oven at 150 degrees centigrade, gas mark 2, for 2.25 hours or until golden brown and firm to the touch. Cover the top of the cake with greaseproof paper if it is browning too quickly. Leave it to cool for 10 minutes, then remove from the tin and leave to cool completely. Warm the jam and use to brush the top of the cake. To decorate the cake, roll out half of the remaining almond paste and use the tin to cut out an 18 centimetre round. Put it on top of the jam and crimp the edges. Roll the remaining almond paste into 11 even-sized balls and place around the edge of the cake, attaching them with egg white. Brush the tops of the balls and the almond paste with egg white and place under a hot grill for 1 to 2 minutes until the balls are golden. And as I said, this recipe is Mary Berry's from her Complete Cookery book, which is published by Dorling Kindersley. The second recipe this month is one that I got many years ago from a daily newspaper. So long ago, in fact, that I've forgotten which one. And it is called Maria Stilianu's Aubergine and Potato Casserole. However, I'm very glad to remember to give the credit to Maria for a dish we have enjoyed many times over the years. I've also altered the proportions many times according to what I have handy, with good results as long as the method is followed. The only stipulation is that this doesn't freeze well. The potatoes become soggy and unappetising. But it's good hot, warm or cold, keeps in the fridge for about a week and can be served with crusty bread as a vegetarian meal or with lamb for a traditional Greek Easter. And the ingredients for 4 to 6 people. 1 bag of Charlotte potatoes, that's 750 grams, about 1 pound 10 ounces. 2 small aubergines, 2 Spanish onions, that's the big pale coloured ones. 6 beefsteak tomatoes. 4 cloves of garlic, 4 bay leaves, 1/2 teaspoonful of salt, 1 dessert spoonful of sugar, 1 generous quarter pint, that's about 200 ml, of good quality olive oil, 1 large heavy-based saucepan and 1 large casserole dish with a lid. And the method. First, prepare all the ingredients. Boil the kettle, cut across on the base of the tomatoes, put them in a large bowl and pour over boiling water to cover. Leave for a couple of minutes, pour off the water and leave until cool enough to handle. This process makes peeling the tomatoes much easier. Peel and chop the onions and set aside. Peel and chop the garlic. Add half to the chopped onions and keep the rest to add to the casserole later. Pick over the potatoes, taking out any small blemishes and halving any larger ones. On a medium to high heat, fry the potatoes in the heavy saucepan in a quarter of a pint of olive oil, stirring occasionally until brown and crisp on the outside. They don't need to be cooked through. Remove from the pan with a slotted spoon and put them in the casserole dish and sprinkle over the reserved chopped garlic. Cut the aubergines into cubes, roughly the same size as the potatoes, and fry them in the saucepan until beginning to colour, and add extra olive oil if needed. While the potatoes and aubergines are cooking, peel and roughly chop the tomatoes. I keep them in the bowl once chopped so as to lose as little of the juice as possible. Remove the aubergine pieces and add them to the casserole. Now fry the onions and garlic, topping up the oil as needed, until soft but not coloured, about 5 minutes. Add the peeled tomatoes to the pan, along with the salt and sugar, and this will balance the acidity of the tomatoes, and simmer until the tomatoes are breaking down, about 10 to 15 minutes. Carefully pour the sauce over the aubergine and potatoes, make sure all has been submerged, and poke the bay leaves in amongst the mix. Put the casserole in a medium oven with the lid slightly ajar and cook for as long as you like. The time and temperature don't really matter all that much, but I usually make this in the morning, and once it's simmering I turn the oven down and leave it for 3 or 4 hours. I find this is popular, even with people who don't normally like aubergines.